Hey, good morning and welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbin. Thanks for joining us as it's time to talk about some of the things that are happening at Nevada Regional Medical Center. And to help us do that is Foundation Director. That's the title we're telling you about today. That's NRMC Foundation Director, Jennifer Eaton. Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I know that the hospital's decorated. The lights are on. My wife's been over there for about a week and a half helping decorate.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on, which means also it's a big time of the year for the Tree of Shining Memories. That's what you're talking about today.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've had the, as you mentioned, the Auxiliary Gift Shop, Heather Holiday Open House. We've got the trees up, the lights on, so it's definitely looking festive. But this is a time, yes, that we focus on the Tree of Shining Memories, and it's just a way for loved ones to pay tribute during the holiday season in memory of those that they've lost, or maybe honor somebody that's away serving our country.
So let's go back to a little history. And for those who may not be familiar with it, tell us how the Tree of Shining Memories came to be.
Yeah, so this program actually began, as far as we can tell, clear back in the early 2000s. And it was a way to benefit hospice services when we had a home health hospice program. Since then, we transitioned that, which is now a fundraiser for our foundation. And like I said, it serves as a way to memorialize those loved ones that have been lost in the community.
All right, so let's talk about how it works. You've got a lighting ceremony coming up. How do people take part in that?
Yeah, so basically individuals can purchase a light per name for the tree. The lights are $10 each. And what we do is we display those names on a display board along with the tree in the main lobby of the hospital throughout the month of December. And I update those names weekly as we get those. New this year, we typically do a naming ceremony and kind of have a moment of silence and then light the tree. The last several years, we have done that down on the southeast corner of the courthouse lawn just prior to the Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. We're going to switch it up this year. Unfortunately, it always seems like it's damp and cold. And, you know, we have a lot of elderly that like to come and listen to that naming ceremony. And so we're going to move that back inside at the hospital. We're still going to make it on that Friday, December 5th, and we'll do it about 5:15 so that they can still come and participate in that naming ceremony if they wish and still get back to watch the Christmas parade that evening.
Now, will you still have the tree on the courthouse lawn then?
Probably not. We're going to do a tree separate inside the main lobby of the hospital and do that lighting in there and have that display. And
okay, very good. All right, so what are some deadlines?
So any memorials that we receive up until Monday, December 15th, we'll put them in the ad that goes on that Saturday edition, December 20th, of the Nevada Daily Mail. Obviously, we'll still continue to collect names clear through the end of the year, the 1st of January. Just if they want those memorials in that ad specifically, we need to have those by Monday, December 15th.
All right. So if somebody's listening to this and they thought, I'd like to take part in that, how do they do that?
Yeah. So those that have participated before, obviously, will get information in the mail. But if they have not participated and would like to, or don't get that in the mail for some reason, the brochures and forms are located in the main lobby of the hospital. You can find them throughout. We'll have some in the waiting areas of our clinics as well. They can also go online to nrmchealth.com/Tree of Shining Memories and print that form directly from the website and fill it out. There's also a link they can go directly and it takes them through a PayPal account online, and they can fill it out. And in the notes section, they can put the names that way as well. They can also give me a call at 417-448-3710. And I have forms there on my desk, and I can fill it out and walk it through them over the phone and take care of it.
All right, very good. So that is the Tree of Shining Memories. It's a nice fundraiser for the NRMC Foundation, as well as a great way to remember a loved one. And so, again, if you want more information on that, I'm sure you can go to nrmchealth.com, and or you can call Jennifer direct at 417-448-3710. All right, it's not the only thing you got going on. Tell us about a couple of other events.
Yeah, we have a couple more things going on. The final blood drive of the year will be on Monday, December 1st. That's hosted by Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. They supply all of our blood and blood products at the hospital. It'll be from noon to 6 p.m. Again, Monday, December 1st, up in our mezzanine conference room. Walk-ins are welcome, but if you go to like our Facebook page and stuff, we have a link with, you can go directly to their website and make appointments, which is recommended.
Okay.
Not as long of a wait. And then our final Birth and Beyond class for the year will be on Saturday, December 13th. That's the childbirth class, usually intended for women in their last trimester of pregnancy. Those first-time mamas, it's a great class. That is from 9 to noon and in the mezzanine conference room as well.
All right, very good. So if you want more information, again, on any of those events, just go to nrmchelp.com. And Jennifer, thank you very much. Hope everything goes well over the holidays, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
That is, again, Jennifer Eden, again, Foundation Director at Nevada Regional Medical Center. We'll come back 2 weeks from today, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. with our next Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.